Philippians chapter 1, and I shall read for us verse 12 to verse 18. Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 to verse 18. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. May the Lord bless us in the reading of his precious word. The Apostle Paul was ever concerned in the progress of the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this was his desire more than anything else in life. And he made it very sure that the brethren in the church in Philippi understood this, of his conviction. No matter what happened to him, even in times of adversity, in terms of affliction, in terms of difficulty, first and foremost in his mind, it was the gospel. To advance the gospel of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear friends, do we have such a spirit like that of the Apostle Paul here? Indeed, all believers should have such kind of a spirit. The Apostle Paul told the Philippian Christians that he wished that they should understand his single-mindedness in the furtherance of the gospel by writing them this letter and in this passage here especially. And indeed, they should learn from him here. And we too should learn to emulate this great Apostle Paul in furthering the gospel always, and especially in times of difficulties. Are we ready, dear brethren, at all times to advance the gospel of our dear Savior, Jesus Christ? No matter what happens to us in life, no matter what difficulties we do face, no matter what unfavorable situations we might be in. Note, where was Paul? And in what situation? When he wrote this letter, when he shared this conviction with the brethren. This is a prison epistle. Paul was in prison, and yet he could say such words. Yes, it did not matter what adverse circumstances he was in. In whatever difficult circumstances he was in, he still could have the joy to preach the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to share the gospel of salvation, to promote it, to progress it, to advance it, yes, to further the gospel. He did not count it a joy to preach the gospel only in good times, only in times of peace, only in times when his life was right, the things were going fine with him, but all the more when he was in difficult situations. He would preach the gospel, he would advance the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Here he was in prison, and instead of finding himself being downed or feeling miserable, no, the Apostle Paul discovered his circumstances really opened up new areas of ministry for him. Yes, he did not waste time brooding and complaining in self-pity that he was in such a place, a dungeon, and he did not spend time to vent his anger or to feel miserable or to feel that he was treated unrightly by his enemies. No, he did not shake his hands against heaven and be angry with God. Neither did he share his grievances with his people. Rather, he took the opportunity to advance the kingdom of God in an adverse situation he was in. Dear friends, how about us? Could we advance the gospel of Jesus Christ when times are difficult for us, when we are in trouble, when things seem to be going against us? Most of us have heard of the great preacher, the Prince of Preachers, Spurgeon, the famous British preacher. But few of us might have heard of his wife, Susanna. Well, early in her married life, Mrs. Spurgeon became an invalid. And it looked as though her only ministry in her life was only to encourage her dear husband and to pray for his work. But not so. The Lord God had plans to use Mrs. Spurgeon, and so the Lord God gave her the burden to share her husband's books. Her husband has written so many books, and to share his books with many pastors who were not able to afford to buy the books. So the burden soon led to the founding of the Book Fund. Yes, it was a work of faith, and the Book Fund, through it, provided many pastors to be able to gain access to the work of the preacher Spurgeon. And all this was supervised by Mrs. Spurgeon herself. So here we see that through adversity, she used the opportunity to reach out to many, even through those many pastors who had the opportunity to gain access to the books, to the writings of Spurgeon. Dear friends, what things have happened to you in life? Has it turned out all the more for the furtherance of the gospel? Or has it inhibited you in advancing the gospel, in progressing the gospel, in doing the work of God, in serving God even more faithfully? Yes, the Lord uses us differently. He puts us in different places. Some of us, we might be put in a place that others might not be able to reach there. But the Lord God does put us in different situations in life, in different places, in order for us to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. The place that God has put you, it might be a place that not many people can go to. Sometimes not even the minister of God, not even preachers, not even pastors. For instance, you may be a soldier. And so that is the best opportunity for you to be able to reach out to other soldiers in the army camp that many of us are not able to gain access there. Or you may be a nurse or a doctor working in a hospital, and you have many opportunities to reach out to those people who are sick, and especially those who are terminally ill. Not all of us can be working in such a place to reach out to these people. Or you may be a teacher teaching in a special school, and this is the best opportunity for you to be able to reach out to those special children. And again, none of us, not many of us, can be in such kind of a position. Yes, wherever you may be, the Lord has put you there. You are the best person there to share the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God has put you there, and of course, it does not necessarily mean that it will be easy. The Lord God has His plans for you. It may be a difficult situation that you are in. And all the more you have to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ, even as He has put you there. I just visited Tanzania a few weeks ago, and we were brought to visit various churches. And there was one little church that we went to. It was a place called Sikonge in Tabora, far away from Arusha. That's the place that Reverend Ilibarki is ministering. And yes, to get to this place, it was not an easy way. We had to go on very rough and dusty and unpaved roads, very rocky, indeed very dangerous. And the bus that we traveled in, it was not like those coaches that we take to go to our camp in Malaysia, not those air-conditioned, comfortable coaches. No. It was an old bus, and the people are all crammed into the bus with not much really room for you to move your legs even. In fact, we were told that the bus that we were supposed to take, when we reached the place, we heard news that the bus that we were supposed to take met with an accident. It actually toppled because of the rough terrain, and it was an old bus, so it suffered a punctured tire. So it toppled, caught fire, and about 50 over people died. But thank God, the Lord God had preserved the mission team, and by His providence, we actually changed a bus. We took an older bus, and the bus brought us safely to our destination. Yes, the journey was very difficult and very rough, and it took about more than 15 hours on a bus, bumping all the way to get to our destination. I must confess that I told the Lord in my heart that I'm not cut out to endure this kind of suffering. I would not like to go through this way again. But I know that in my church, there's one brother, in fact, he's our elder, and he's one person who is ready to go through such ways, to go through such suffering, to go through such difficulty. And he's prepared. He's prepared and ready to go through such difficult ways in order to advance the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in that country. Dear friends, here in our text, in Paul's case, he was in prison and he was guarded by elite guards from the palace of Caesar. And he was not put in a comfortable place. He was in chains, but he was in chains. In chains for the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The chains were not too heavy to clamp him down. No doubt he had to drag the chains around. It was not that he was not able to move around in order to continue to work for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In fact, because of his chains, all the more he could reach out to the special troops of Caesar and to more people through them. In verse 13, we read that, "So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places." Through these elite guards, as he reached out to them, these people had the opportunity to reach out to many people whom Paul was not able to reach out to. And Paul seized the opportunity to do so. Yes, the chains did not bind him. In fact, later on, he wrote in another place, in another epistle, in 2 Timothy 2:9, there he says, "Wherein I suffer trouble, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound." So this is the spirit of the Apostle Paul. He might be suffering trouble, might be in bonds, but that would not buy the word of God from being given out to others. Yes, the chains did not buy him. Instead, they released him to do more work for the Lord. He preached the gospel to the guards, who later on passed the message on to others in the palace. So we see here how the Lord God is so good, and the Lord God is sovereign, and how he used the Apostle Paul. The gospel would not be able to reach those people whom Paul could not reach if Paul had not been in prison. Yes, and also he got to write the prison epistles, which has been used of God to bless and encourage many, because he was in prison here and he had a time, and so he spent his time not to lament the situation in which he was in, but rather to use the time to write this wonderful epistle in which we can study today and learn how that we may live for God. Yes, the benefits are there for us, even as Paul suffered his imprisonment. Paul did not complain about his chains. He did not get angry at his plight, nor against the people who put him in prison. He did not instigate the brethren in the church in Philippi to put up a revolt against the authorities. No, but rather what he did was to advance the gospel. He consecrated himself to God and his chains and asked the Lord to use him and the situation that he was in for the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, Paul was in contact with a Roman soldier every day for 24 hours, and for a soldier to be chained with him for so long, and to see Paul, you know, always praying and reading the Word of God, truly they must be touched, and the Lord God might save them and use them even for greater purpose. Yes, imagine yourself like one of those soldiers chained to the man who prayed without ceasing, who was constantly looking up to God and praying, and yes, surely the Lord God may touch your hearts even with the gospel. What do you think will happen to you? Surely the Lord God may use you even to faith, to help you to find faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to use you in turn to reach out to others. Paul was able to get the gospel into the elite palace guards, something he could not have done if he had not been in such kind of an adverse situation, been in prison. So sometimes God has put us in situations like this, in chains, in order for us to advance his gospel. What chains do you have which God has put on you, dear friends? Are those chains so heavy that they are dragging you down, that they are causing you to feel miserable? Not necessarily so. If we have the spirit like that of the Apostle Paul, to pray unto the Lord to consecrate the chains for his use, for the advancement of the gospel. Yes, some of us here, especially those who are parents, mothers, you may feel chained to the home as you take care of your children. But God can use those chains to reach people with the message of salvation. Yes, the mothers here, if you think that you are so tied down and you are incapacitated to do anything for the gospel's sake, and that your children are tying you down, well, let us look at it as that truly children are God's gifts to us. Surely God has a purpose in giving them to us. Why not turn them into goodness rather than to consider it as a burden? It may not be easy, of course, to bring them up. It may be a lot of the difficulties and labors, but all the more, whatever the circumstances that we go through, let us use it for the advancement of the kingdom. If we are to take the opportunity to train up our children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, to bring them up, that they may be used of God, even to reach out to many in future. There's one lady, Susanna Wesley. She was the mother of 19 children. Yes, 19 children. And those days, in the days, surely they did not have, you know, diapers and labor-saving devices to use to boil the bottles to prepare the milk. No, there were no modern medical facilities to help the children when they fall sick. But out of a large family, under Susanna Wesley, came John and Charles Wesley, who were used of the Lord mightily, even to reach many. Yes, what chains the Lord had put on you that I think is dragging you down? Perhaps you think that you might be changed in life because you are suffering a disadvantage in life. Whatever it may be you yourself, or it may be one of your loved ones who is experiencing some disadvantage in life. And so you wonder, how am I going to serve the Lord? How can I serve the Lord in such kind of a condition, with someone in a family perhaps that is a burden to me? It may be that you think that you have only one talent, or you may be thinking that you're too shy, or that you don't have any gifts, and that you're not capable to serve the Lord. You can't write, you can't sing. You may say that you can't pray. Or you might have met with a crisis in life. Or is there someone thinking that you are chained down by your books, your studies, by your work, by the much work that you are doing, the stress of career, family commitments, whatever things in life, that you may be thinking that these things are inhibiting you from advancing the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear friends, are we allowing these chains, which you may think so, to drag us down from serving the Lord faithfully? Are these things hindering us? Adverse situations in life that are happening to us? What is it that is hindering you from serving the Lord faithfully? Is there something that come into your life that is not desirable? Just last week, there was a sister in my church, and she suffered bereavement with the loss of her dear father. But just after hours after the father was called home, she still came to church. She did not make use of it as an excuse to skip church. She still came to the church to worship the Lord with us. Yes, that affliction in her life did not cause her to stay away even from coming to serve the Lord faithfully, even to worship Him. Dear friends, you might have heard the testimony of Fanny Crosby. Fanny Crosby, at 6 weeks of age, she was blinded. But even as a youngster, she was determined not to be confined in the chains of her blindness. In time, she became a mighty force of God, to be used of God to write many hymns, to bless many souls. Are you in chains and allowing these chains to drag you down? Once I read the testimony of a young man who was in the prime of his life, but he contracted cancer, leukemia. But he did not take pity upon himself. During those days when he was in hospital, he knew that he had not many days left, but he took the opportunity to reach out to the people, to the other sick patients in the hospital, earnestly witnessing for the Lord to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ, even though he was so-called in a chain of cancer. Yes, people marveled at his faith, and many people came to trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Here is an exemplary young man who was advancing the gospel through adversity in life. He did not allow the heavy chain of sickness of cancer to drag him down. Another testimony of a pastor who was hospitalized for some illness. And while he was in hospital, he had been receiving a letter from a total stranger who seemed to know just what to say, what to write to him to encourage this pastor. In fact, he received several letters, and when the pastor was well enough and to get around, he made a point to find out who this stranger was. And finally, he met up with this stranger, and he was amazed to discover that this stranger, who had been encouraging him while this pastor was in hospital, this stranger was a blind man. He was diabetic. He was handicapped because of a leg amputation. And he had to live a life to care for his elderly mother. And such a man could continue to encourage someone who was sick. Yes, this stranger was in chains, but his chains did not bind him. Instead, he was free to advance God's kingdom. Dear friends, how about us? Would we allow chains in life, sickness, problems, difficulties to bind us and to bring us down and to inhibit the advancement of the word of God, of the gospel? A deacon in Berean PP Church, he has been bogged down by many problems with his work. A lot of work stress, he's in the army, and lately there were greater problems. His parents were facing some problem with their HDB flat, and this brother has been trying to help them. But his mother, being so downhearted, told him off, even threatening him that if he were to continue to reach out to them with the gospel, that she would commit suicide. So this brother has been so emotionally threatened. And he had fallen sick, suffering high fever. And this morning, he's supposed to be sharing the worship service in Berean VP Church. And I asked him whether if he would be able to do so. If not, then maybe we can ask another deacon to do so. But no, he'll continue to come, even though he may be sick, running high fever. He'll come to continue to chair the worship service, to advance God's work. Nothing is going to hinder him. No adverse situations in life would hinder him. Such a testimony is to the praise of the glory of God. Dear friends, are we in chains that bite us down and bring us down and not able to advance God's kingdom. In verse 14, we see that Paul's chains also gave courage to the brethren to advance God's kingdom. Not only him, but he himself also was able to encourage others to advance God's kingdom. In verse 14, we read, "And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear." Yes, many of the believers took fresh courage in sharing the gospel of the gospel when they saw Paul's faith and determination. Yes, they were very much influenced by Paul's faith and his consecration to God, and because of that, they were more determined to advance the gospel. Yes, Paul's joyful attitude to whatever circumstances he was in, the believers took it as an opportunity for them. And so they had fresh courage to witness boldly for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we see here that Paul was obviously an encourager. The people could have felt discouraged because of the situation that their leader was in. But no, Paul encouraged them and being a good leader, help them to be encouraged, even to press on for the gospel. He did not make them feel discouraged because of himself, but rather the work must go on. And he encouraged them to carry on with the speaking of the word of God without fear, by his examples. Dear friends, do we cause people to stop in a zeal for the work of God just because of some difficult situations that we ourselves may be in? Yes. Or do we turn the situation around and cause people to see opportunities and to be encouraged, even to advance, to press on for the Lord, regardless of whatever situation that we may be in, dear brethren? Even though we may not be able to be around with them, let us help to move them, even to press on for the gospel's sake. If they were to be so discouraged and decided to call it quit, then we have failed to be their leader and even to encourage them. Perhaps they may be following us only, but not truly following the Lord. Here, the example of the Apostle Paul is much for us to emulate. He got the people to continue to burn for the Lord, even to do greater work for the Lord, though he was in an adverse situation. Let us learn this good example from the Apostle Paul. Yes, just last week, a couple in our church suffered some affliction. The sister's father was taken home, and of course this man who was taken home is none other than what we heard just now, Elder Lim Kim Hee. And he was in sickness for some years, and the Lord finally took him home. But Elder Lim has always been encouraging his children to serve the Lord, to press on for the Lord. He did not want his children to feel miserable because of him. So, and it turned out to be so. It was some work that he has done to his dear children and his youngest daughter, Suzanne, though the father was taken home, and she was feeling much sadness, but still, she came. She came to praise the Lord, to worship the Lord with us, even to give praise unto God. And in fact, the son-in-law, that is Suzanne's husband, was supposed to go for a mission trip to Kamamand. And because of some problems that they had to settle between Suzanne and her husband, and Suzanne told the father that he would not want their husband to go. But the father, just few days before the Lord took him home, told Suzanne, "No, you must not be doing this. You must let him go, whatever it is, to go and advance the gospel, even to go for the mission trip to Kamaman." And because of that encouragement, and moreover, the Lord has finally taken Elder Lim home, the husband of Suzanne was more determined even to go for the trip, despite of the difficult problems that they were facing. The week they were attending visual services and the burial on the Thursday morning, and on Thursday night itself, Suzanne's husband had to leave for commandment. So here we see Elder Lim, how, yes, though he was in sickness, but he did not discourage his children from serving the Lord, but encouraged them rather, even to press on for the Lord, to further the gospel. And because of this, Suzanne has told us that she wants to serve the Lord even more. In fact, in the whole of last week, she was so busy with the visual services, and she was supposed to teach the young people this morning. And somebody offered to take over the work from her, but she said, no, I'll still do it. All the more I want to serve the Lord, even though serve the Lord greater. So may we be encouraged, dear friends, to advance the gospel, even through adversity in our life. The secret is this, that we must have a single-mindedness, mind, to serve the Lord faithfully for the gospel's sake. Let us look at the circumstances that God has put us in as opportunities, God-given opportunities to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Instead of wasting time complaining about what God has done to us or allow these things to happen in our life or what God has not done for us, let us rejoice that God has put us in certain situations in life that we are able to serve the Lord even faithfully. Yes, He has put us in certain situations in our life, like that of the Apostle Paul, for the purpose that we may further the gospel even all the more. Paul says that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. In whatever circumstances, whatever situations that we may be in life, let them turn out all the more for the advancement of God's kingdom. And this is our solemn duty as believers and as sinners saved by the grace of God. So may God help us to press on to advance for the gospel of Jesus Christ, though life may not be smooth going for us. May God help us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, O Lord God, how we thank Thee, Lord, even for Thy word and even for the example of the Apostle Paul. Help us, Lord, even to emulate him. Whatever happens in our life, Lord, it may be difficult situations that we are in our workplace and in our families. Help us, O Lord, that we may still press on for the gospel's sake, to serve Thee even more faithfully. O Lord, even to continue to reach out to many others who are still outside the kingdom. To help us, Lord, even to love Thee more, even to do Thy work. So help us, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.